Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time for our COVID slot with Dr. Daniel Israel, a general practitioner, Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. Daniel, as always, wonderful to have you with me. Thank you for your time. You're going to talk to us today about the Omicron subvariant BA2, as if that makes any sense to me whatsoever.
Yes, Simon, glad to be with you. So we know at the moment that Omicron is the most dominant variant. And since it's been typed out from Southern Africa, there's now been genomic sequencing. There's like a database where all the genomic sequencing gets fed into. And the World Health Organization actually spoke, I think it was yesterday, about where there's a new subvariant of Omicron. The one found here is called BA.1, and this is BA.2. And it's got another 27 mutations that are not that are not present in the normal Omicron. So, I mean, obviously, you know, this is not unexpected. We expect this virus to mutate, and it's all about what difference it makes. So at the moment, they've said that the BA.2 is probably more, about 30 to 35%, they said, more infectious than BA.1. But the big question that I was seeing an article that someone from Cambridge University had spoken out, and there's also a Danish study came out that showed that, you know, we shouldn't necessarily feel at this point that the BA2 that's just been discovered in the last couple of weeks is more lethal or likelihood of landing people up in hospital than BA.1. So, you know, at the moment, there's obviously various measures that it's being looked at. Is it effective? Are vaccines effective against it? Booster shots, for example, they said were 63% effective against symptomatic infection in BA.1, but 70% in BA.2. So actually, that's even better than the other one. But I think that the important point here is that, you know, a lot of people ask me, is COVID over? I don't think that we should imagine that COVID's just going to disappear. In other words, the same way as this virus managed to mutate and quite significantly so to make an Omicron, it's likely to mutate further. We just have to hope that the mutations are not, you know, more clinically significant. We must remember that when Omicron came out with all its mutations, the original thought that it would be terribly more serious or deadly because of the amount of mutations and the mutations on the spike protein, which is what the vaccine is effective against.
Yeah.
But it so happened that it wasn't. So, you know, the real question about what happens now with COVID going forward is what variants we see and you know, if they are more serious, how quickly we can, you know, keep vulnerable people protected from them or not.
Daniel, as always, thank you so very much for your input. And it's the end of the week. I nearly said I'm going to speak to you tomorrow, but I'm not. Shabbat shalom for tomorrow. Thanks for the
Shabbat
input this
shalom.
Week.